This is On the Media. I'm Bob Garfield. The president has been meeting informally with reporters who cover the White House. Don't look for accounts of those conversations in your local paper or on the news, however, because they're strictly off the record. Begging the question, what's the point? Ron Hutchison is a Knight Ridder reporter and former president of the White House Correspondents Association. He's here to articulate the thinking behind chatting or not chatting on the president's terms. Hutch, welcome back to OTM.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Well, thank you. So all of this, I guess, is pretty academic for you since you weren't invited to talk to the president off the record. First of all, why not? I mean, is it your coverage, bad blood, your breath? What?
I don't know, Bob. I wish I knew, but I'm not going to the prom, evidently.
But had you been invited, what would have been your call on this one?
Yeah, we just talked about it here at the Knight Ridder Washington Bureau with my editors the other day and basically decided that if I am invited into one of these sessions, that I'll just take a pass on it. I hasten to add, I don't criticize anybody for going.
What is the president up to here, or what is any president up to when he wants to speak off the record to the press?
And I think in this case, I think this is pretty clearly part of the administration's recent efforts to offer reassurances about the war in Iraq. I think he's particularly interested in meeting with some people that he doesn't know as well, because he is a charming, affable fella in private, in person, but you don't really see that side of him when he's in the stage setting.
Okay, now the press corps in Washington typically and historically has gone to off-the-record briefings with secretaries of state, with defense secretaries who are identified only as, you know, high administration officials and so forth. Why should it be different with the president if he wants to go back channel?
First point is, why should we be playing that game to begin with? I mean, in a large group setting, it seems to me there's really not much excuse for not doing it with attribution. And I, in fact, led a spectacularly unsuccessful walkout when a senior administration official refused to be identified by name. I got outside the room, looked behind me, and there was nothing there but air. But so we've been trying to discourage it altogether. But I've always said, you know, never say never, because there clearly are times when somebody needs the cloak of anonymity and the information is worth it.
Now, that argument didn't prevail at your news organization. It didn't prevail at the New York Times, which has declined to participate. You were quick to not criticize your colleagues who are taking the president up on his offer. Tell me why you shouldn't be rolling your eyes and thumbing your nose at those guys.
I think the calculus is there's something to be gained for the readers. Take, for example, the one area that I've always felt that there's some justification for going off the record is kind of hard, but at least for not attribution, are sensitive diplomatic areas. Now, I would love to hear what President Bush has to say in private right now about Vladimir Putin. If he thinks that Putin is one big scumbag, he clearly cannot say that in public. I'd love to hear what he says, because if the one hand he says, oh, you know, I've still looked in his soul and I think he's a wonderful man, well, that tells me something. But if he says, you know, I am just about fed up to hear what that fella, that tells me something. And either way, it'll inform me the next time I see the two of them together, and I can't sit down and write about it. But I think I could give somehow a more accurate presentation to the readers that I might not otherwise be able to give, or I could at least use it to try to pry information out of somebody else.
Could you, or would you be all informed up with no place to go? I mean, you.
That's also quite possible. I, you know, that's the big who knows. And it could also be that this is all about, you know, let me show you the Truman balcony and the Lincoln bedroom and, you know, the little tour that he likes to give people in the Oval Office where he shows off the rug. And, you know, if that's it, well, you know, the only benefit is to your ego and the readers don't get anything out of it. It's a big fat waste of time and it'd be by any measure a big mistake.
Among those who accepted this invitation are Stephen Dinan from The Washington Times, the Associated Press, David Borman from CNN. Conspicuous by its absence, The New York Times, which has said it's boycotting. The fact that The Times is not going to participate, do you think that will give other organizations the courage to stand up against the White House attempts at glad-handing?
You know, if anything, it's the opposite, because there's the feeling that, well, The Times isn't going, but they have access to top administration officials that some of the rest of us do not have just because of who they are. So, you know, there's an element of, oh, well, they can afford not to go, but man, oh, man, this is my one chance to get, you know, some face time with the president.
So when it comes to your job of informing the, you know, many millions of readers of Knight Ridder newspapers around this country, you can't win for losing.
Sometimes it seems that way, that's for sure.
Ron Hutchison is a Knight Ridder reporter and former president of the White House Correspondents Association. All the best. Bye-bye.
It's an interesting topic. Bye.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.